Today's topic is eating your way out of a bad mood. Distracting our feelings by eating is one of the most common responses in our society today. In fact, I've even seen a bunch of chocolate companies advertise the fact that their product solves the problem of boredom. Many people experience feelings such as boredom, anxiety, stress, or frustration, and just don't know what to do with them. So they end up eating and distracting themselves. The problem with that is that your body doesn't need that food. It's extra food that you have to digest. And you have to spend energy to digest that extra food. And because most of us don't have active lifestyles today, there's pretty much no way to digest all that food. Most of it gets stored up inside your body for a rainy day. You can use a couple of strategies to figure out whether you really need to eat or not. By using these strategies, you'll know whether you're really hungry or if it's an automatic response to another feeling. First, real hunger doesn't care about what you eat. You could eat a salad, or you could eat a steak, or you could just drink water. If it's physical hunger you're feeling, it'll be satisfied if you just fill up your stomach. So if you're craving that thing that only a particular kind of food will satisfy, then it's not physical hunger, it's mental. On the other hand, you can satisfy real hunger with healthy food or even water. Second, touch your stomach and figure out where that hungry feeling is. If it's at the bottom part of your abdomen, near your navel, it's not real hunger. Real hunger occurs above that area, towards the middle of your upper body. That's where the stomach is, and that's where real sensations should start. Otherwise, the hunger you're feeling comes from your gut, which is sort of the brain of your stomach. So the next time you feel hungry, check to see if it's real hunger. If you realize you're not experiencing physical hunger, ask yourself, what am I really feeling? Am I tired, bored, lonely, or frustrated? Because every time you say to yourself, I'm craving something, what you're actually saying is, I'm thinking of satisfying a feeling by distracting myself with food. Once you realize your feelings are trying to help you to do something more satisfying than just eating, you'll find it's easy to avoid eating out of your mood. As one of the persons I really respect, Cal Banyan, he calls it emotional eating. Once you start recognizing the underlying message beneath those feelings, the needs and wants that are unmet, and you figure out what you can do about those things, you'll find your life more satisfying, more full of real happiness and joy, and you won't have to snack to get out of a bad mood. You won't have to do the stress eating.